The Arkansas Cinema Society is committed to several tenets: improving access to movies of all kinds for Arkansans, increasing the number of professionals who can work in the film industry and not leave the state, and place a major spotlight on Arkansas films and filmmakers. The Arkansas Cinema Society originated in central Arkansas, but it's expanding its footprint into northwest Arkansas. In conjunction with that growth, there is a film screening tomorrow at the 112 Drive-In of Minari, the 2020 Sundance Audience Award winner from director Lee Isaac Chung, who grew up in Lincoln. Following the movie, there will be a filmed question and answer session between Chung and Jeff Nichols, a co-founder of the Arkansas Cinema Society and the writer and director of Loving and Mud. Yesterday, we reached Catherine Tucker, another co-founder of the Society, via Zoom. We talked to her about the greater mission of the Arkansas Cinema Society, and we'll hear much of that conversation next week on Ozarks. Tonight, we wanted to hear about the Arkansas premiere of Minari. She says bringing the movie to the 112 Drive-In is part of the group's aim.
There's many layers to our mission, but that's one of our missions as well, is to bring films that might not be seen in a place normally, and highlighting all of these amazing films that are out there and bringing them to our audience in Arkansas. And, you know, Minari is a great example. It's absolutely 100% in line with our mission. And it actually kind of gives me chills a little bit, because it, you know, this is a filmmaker that grew up in Arkansas and still has connections here, but has gone off and thought filmmaking seemed like a faraway dream, and had actually given up on it a little bit and gone. And he was, a professor and loved doing that. But, you know, obviously now he's back on track being a filmmaker. But Lee Isaac Chung is his name, but he grew up in Lincoln. And, you know, we recorded the Q&A with Jeff yesterday and Isaac, and, you know, they had never met. So there's all different layers of connection that I think hopefully we're provided, that ACS is providing. But Minari won the Audience Award in 2020. It's set in Arkansas, was shot in Oklahoma. And it's up for a lot of awards, and here this, very talented Arkansan, we're able to share his work to a wide audience here in Arkansas. And that's one of the things that Jeff and I have both said is, you know, Jeff has films that he was like, you know, I want to have a screening of Loving, but how do I do that? Before we started the Arkansas Cinema Society. So now we're kind of a resource. And I had reached out to A24 to see if we could screen Minari at our film festival, Filmland, in October. And they said, you know, we're not ready to screen it at more festivals right now, but when we are, we will reach back out to you. And they did, which was amazing. And we were able to put together this amazing partnership event in Northwest Arkansas at the drive-in and create kind of this hometown screening for a filmmaker. And that's really our dream and our mission. And, you know, so it's really coming to fruition in a lot of ways, but I love it. And the film is amazing. It's an incredible film.
I want to talk about the film just a little bit more in a minute. What I love about the Thursday night event is it's old school. It's at the drive-in, and it's very 2021 in that you can watch it virtually at the same time.
Right. Yeah. So we wanted to provide our audience, everyone in our audience, an opportunity to see the film. Unfortunately and fortunately, the virtual screening is now sold out. I think there's a few spots left at the drive-in. There'll be more opportunities to see the film, but maybe not for free. I'll tease that. but there's a few more spots at the drive-in, but the drive-in has a 280 car capacity. So to me, for the screening to be sold out virtually already, it sold out in 24 hours. And then for the drive-in to be as packed as it is, you know, it's just awesome.
It's a nice problem to have.
It's a great problem to have.
Without giving too much away, give us the 3 or 4 minute synopsis of the film.
Sure. So it's based loosely on, Lee Isaac Chung's life, growing up in Lincoln, Arkansas. It's about his family's return, not necessarily return, but they moved to Arkansas from California. And it's about the trials of their family, you know, being new in a place, trying to make a living. It's a lot about the family dynamics and, you know, how, what it felt like as a child. It's in some ways it's kind of told from the child's point of view, but it's not, because there's a lot of, you know, dramatic relationship development between the mom and the dad. I'm probably not giving the best summary of it.
Well, you don't want to give anything away.
No, but it's really insightful. And I think, you know, the dad and the mom, their job is chicken sexing. So something everyone in Arkansas is very familiar with, but I had never like seen that happen, you know, seeing that happen and thinking about, you know, making a life of being the fastest chicken sexer, which is essentially what his dad was. So he was really, really fast. So he came to Arkansas where, you know, that's where chicken sexing is in high demand. So it's really, a amazing, authentic Arkansas story about immigrants that came to Arkansas, and their pursuit of, you know, the American dream in our state.
I'm wondering if you were a young person in the 1930s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and you wanted to make films and you were growing up in small town Arkansas, you more than likely thought, I got to leave to do it. And I'm wondering, seeing a film from a Lincoln, a young man who grew up in Lincoln, and seeing it about his hometown, and now with the technology available, and now with the assist from the Arkansas Cinema Society, if just more young people, or I guess people of all ages, will think, oh, I can do that without having to quit my job and move mm-hmm. away.
Right, exactly. And that's kind of our point you just crystallized what it is we're doing, and that someone in the audience might think, I can do that. And it lights a spark, and or it sparks a fire, whatever that saying is.
You can do it either.
but it you know, lights their fuse, so to speak. And I think it's absolutely the case. And I feel extremely encouraged about, you know, where Arkansas is headed in terms of filmmaking. But, you know, someone reminded me, you know, that you have to lead by example. And when people see that, exactly as you said, you know, Lee Isaac Chung is winning Sundance, grew up in Lincoln, it's an inspiring story. Just that, you know, the story behind the filmmaker, I think, is as inspiring as the film.
Catherine Tucker is a co-founder of the Arkansas Cinema Society, and she spoke with us yesterday via Zoom. The Arkansas premiere of Minari from filmmaker Lee Isaac Chung, who grew up in Lincoln, takes place tomorrow night at the 112 Drive-In in Fayetteville. There were, as of yesterday, limited spaces left for the screening at the drive-in. The virtual spots all sold out, but there will be other chances to see the film. We'll pass along that information soon. More from our conversation with Catherine and with Cody Ford, who was recently hired by the Arkansas Cinema Society as its Northwest Arkansas Program Director, on an edition of Ozarks at Large next week. More information available at arkansascinemasociety.org.